सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
We'll chant chapter 7, verses 15 to 19.
नमाम दुष्कृति नो मूढ़ाः नमाम दुष्कृति नो मूढ़ाः प्रपद्यन्ते न राधमाः
प्रपद्यन्ते न राधमाः
मायया परतज्ञानाः
मायया परतज्ञानाः
आसुरं भावमाश्रिताः
आसुरं भावमाश्रिताः
नमा दुष्कृति नो मूढ़ाः प्रपद्यन्ते न राधमाः मायया परतज्ञानाः आसुरं भावमाश्रिताः चतुर्विधा भजन्ते मां
चतुर्विधा भजन्ते मां
जना सुकृति नोर्जुन
जना सुकृति
नोर्जुन आतो जिज्ञासुरक्तार्थी
आतो जिज्ञासुरक्तार्थी
ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ
ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ
चतुर्विधा भजन्ते मां जना सुकृति नोर्जुन आतो जिज्ञासुरक्तार्थी ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः
तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः
एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते
एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते
प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यक्तम्
प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यक्तम्
अहं स च मम प्रियः
अहं स च मम प्रियः
तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यक्तम् अहं स च मम प्रियः उदारा सर्व एवैते
उदारा सर्व एवैते
ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम्
ज्ञानी
त्वात्मैव मे मतम् आस्तिकः स हि युक्तात्मा आस्तिकः स हि युक्तात्मा मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम्
मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम्
उदारा सर्व एवैते ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम् आस्तिकः स हि युक्तात्मा मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम् बहूनां जन्मनामन्ते
बहूनां जन्मनामन्ते
ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते
ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते
वासुदेव सर्वमिति
वासुदेव सर्वमिति
समहात्मासु दुर्लभः
समहात्मासु दुर्लभः
बहूनां जन्मनामन्ते ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते वासुदेव सर्वमिति समहात्मासु दुर्लभः।
The portion from 12th verse, beginning from 12th verse, he is talking about the three gunas being emerging from the Atman, the Paramatma. The three gunas are in Paramatma and Paramatma is not in three gunas. So to explain this, we say, take the example of big circle and small circle. The small circle is in big circle. But the big circle is not in the small circle. Paramatma is the big circle and Prakriti, the three gunas, to the small server. When you reach the state of self within, the prakriti may function, but you don't get carried away by the prakriti. Therefore, he says, prakriti is in me. Even a man's perfection, he feels nothing. Nature functions in him also. So the prakriti is in Paramatma. But the one who has identified with Paramatma and has become Paramatma, whom we call as Jnani, he is not carried away by the prakriti. Therefore, he says, I am not in prakriti. And then he says, deluded people do not know me thus. They get carried away by these natures. Deluded by these natures, the whole world does not know me well. As how all this, I am immutable, changeless. They don't know this. Deluded meaning, I told you, those who are involved in self-destructive activity. It is not to be understood as less intelligent. The difference between intelligent and a fool varies only in degree, but he is talking about somebody who varies in time itself. He is doing action, but all actions are self-destructive actions. He is doing such actions thinking that it is going to benefit him, benefit the self, but it ultimately ends up as destructive. Such a person we call as deluded. So he is trapped in the gunas. And in sattva rajas tamas, he is involved. He or she is involved in this. If you wish to come out of this maya, he says, understand, with the help of Paramatma only you can conquer the prakriti. Why? Now again come back to the circle example. Now initially we said big circle and small circle. Now I am going to introduce totally three circles. Big circle, medium circle and small circle. The medium circle is in big circle. The small circle is in medium circle and the big circle. Now you are that small circle as Jiva. When you identify yourself with Paramatma, you are the big circle. But when you identify yourself with this Jiva, when you understand yourself to be Puja, then you are a small circle. Really? Now small circle cannot fight with medium circle. Who will win? Medium circle. Right? So the prakriti when compared to the jiva is superior. If the jiva fights with prakriti, jiva is never going to conquer prakriti. We must understand what is standing in between me and my bigger self is the guna, which is the prakriti. Doesn't mean that we have to fight with gunas. The idea is to go beyond gunas. And when can we conquer gunas? He very beautifully says, verily, this divine illusion of mind, made of gunas, vaidhi hesha gunamai, mamamaya durasyaya. Conquering this divine illusion of mind, made of vaidhi gunas, is very difficult. Not easy. You cannot, it's almost impossible, but it's not impossible. He says, Daivi Esha Gunamai. And he calls this Maya, the three gunas, as divine. He says, verily this divine illusion of me. Why is this illusion called divine? Because the supporting truth is divinity. The supporting truth of all this prakriti, the guna, is divine. We have already studied in the 7th chapter only. He talks about higher self and lower self. Right? Parāprakṛti and aparāprakṛti. The higher self is the Atma, the self, consciousness. The lower self is made of 8. What are they? Bhūmi rāpo nalo vāyu hu kam mano buddhi reva ca. You remember that? Ahankāra, he can include it. Totally 7, no 8 is it. Bhūmi, earth. All the five elements, right?
Mind.
Earth, water, fire, air, space, then mind, intellect, haka.
One is, what are the eight, Guruji?
The
fire.
I think fourth and fifth verse. If you go in this chapter, it's given in the fourth, he talks about these eight aspects. Earth, water, fire, air, space, mind, intellect and ego. All this put together is my lower aspect. The Pancha Mahabhuta. Earth, water. In fact, it's not the gross elements but the subtle elements. And then the mind, intellect and ego. Put together, eight. This is Prakriti. Made of gunas. Right? Now what we need to understand is, these gunas are something like this. They are caught in this trap. We need to cross the illusion. How do you cross the illusion? He says, it is difficult to cross over, but it is only possible for those who seek me. The self, the atma within the bigger circle. The small circle should identify with the big circle and conquer the medium circle. What do you mean? What is the small circle identifying with big circle mean? The small circle through the scriptures, through the Guru. Guru is Guru. Guru is one who is directly in connection with the truth. That is Guru. So from him, through him the knowledge flows. So he explains to you. Then what does the small circle understand? That it is a drop in the ocean. Right? Then the attitude will come, thy will be done and not my will be done. Remember, I told you from chapter 1 till chapter 6, he emphasized on jiva prayatnam, the individual effort. Now from chapter 7 till chapter 12, he is emphasizing on Ishwara Anugraha. We should not forget why you are putting in the effort. Of course we have to put in the effort. Right? But we should not forget that by the grace of the Lord. Right? Even in the fourth chapter we studied, one example I gave you, Dravya Yajna. With imparting with Dravya becomes Yajna. When will it become Yajna? When you impart your wealth to somebody else, obviously to the needy, will it immediately start becoming Dravya Yajna? When will it become Dravya Yajna? When you do not have the, I am the giver, I give you.
I. When you lose your I.
Bhagavan is giving through me. I am only a trustee. Are you with me? Whatever I have, the quantum may vary. I have been given this to be a trustee. Right? And when anything is being distributed, I have the attitude that it is his. He is giving it through me. Karna, the example we have discussed many times. Karna, when he gave, anybody asks anything he gives, when he gave, he never gives like this where the receiver hand is below. He always stretches his hand out. The receiver takes it. So the receiver's hand is always above. Because he didn't want to have that attitude that I am giving. So the idea here is the small circle seeking me. Meaning what? The attitude is thy will be done. Seeking does not mean I say, oh God, you do everything, I am going to take off. Like exam is there tomorrow, I will sleep, then God will go to my form and write it. Nothing better will happen. May happen in Bollywood movies, but it will never happen in your actual life. So what he is trying to say is, you become a spoke in the wheel of life. That is what is called as seeking. Like any part of your body, it has become one with the total body. Therefore it's not making its presence known. Are you with me? It's simply doing what it has to do. So this is what is called as Ishwara Icha. Mind will be done in something. That's called surrendering. That's called seeking. Right? So he says, when you seek like that, Then there is no practical motive. See, remember, throughout the Gita, Krishna is only trying to tell us to be authentic. Krishna gives importance to being authentic. Spirituality gives importance to being authentic. Because when you are authentic, you are moral. But you are, when you are moral, not necessarily you are authentic.
Authentic?
Being a flower.
What is authentic?
I'm explaining that, coming to that. When you see a flower, it is being authentic to itself. Rose is not trying to be a jasmine. Are you with me? A jasmine is not trying to be a violet. And this complication is only in the human kingdom. You will never see this complication in any other kingdom. All grumblings, Swami Abhidhita says, all grumblings come up, tantamounts to, oh, why early not a Roma? You don't look at it as it is. There is a beauty in lily. There is a beauty in oak. You want the oak to be lily, lily to be oak. And similarly, what you are, you are not accepting that. Do you think? You want to be something else. It is strange, it's treacherous. Then a crocodile leaves water, it loses its strength. Similarly, when you leave yourself and move out and come into the level of the intellect or the mind or the body, the stress starts. When you just be yourself, there is no stress. Effortlessly the nature manifests. Whatever it is. A child may take something away from the neighboring house. And may come to the mother and say, Mama, I took this from the neighboring house. Are you with me? The child took it. But it will say as I took it. A child will not be able to lie. I copied it today. You understand? That innocence. So that's what he's saying, that's seeking. That is the meaning behind confession in Christianity. Being authentic. Being truthful. Arjuna is like that. Arjuna is called as upright person. Arjava Viha. Krishna praises Arjava, being upright. Because being upright is preparing yourself for any eventuality, anything. Like being itself a rose, has put itself in great risk. It is not trying to become a plastic glass where it can exist forever. Are you with me? It is in the garden. It faces all the challenges. But it is surrendered to the total. This is what I am. What is my role in the total? In the Bhagavad, in the Mahabharata, there is a story where Lord Krishna, when there was a function, Lord Krishna was given the responsibility of chappal stand.
Huh?
Chappal stand. You know? And he didn't say, why you gave me the responsibility of chappal stand? I should be sitting on the throne. Nothing like that. This is what is given to me. That's fine. And he took care of the chappal stand. And he did it so beautifully that people who came, they were so much enchanted by the way it was arranged that they didn't even enter the palace. That's called thy will be done. We always complain. We are not grateful to what we have been given. Beautifully mountainous guru told me that talents differ. Emerson. Talents differ. There is nothing in this universe which has been created without a talent. Instead of looking within, we look out. So it is talent differ. All is well and wisely put. If I cannot carry someone on the back, neither can you crack a nut. So the whole idea is that. So it is seeking me, the small circle, identifying with Paramatma. dissolving his ego, simply function. Then what happens?
The gunas get exhausted. The medium circle drops. Then the small has become one with the big. Then what remains there is only big circle. Thereafter nothing remains. The drop has merged itself with the
ocean.
That is the way to reach the highest. That's the way to conquer the illusion.
There is no other way to conquer the illusion. Even if you come to a very practical level, many habits that we have cultivated, we have cultivated it in an unconscious way. So over a period of time mechanically you've been doing mechanically after bath you go to the level. Not necessarily you only cultivated negative habits. I'm not saying everybody who goes to the Buddha will think mechanically. Please don't tell me the converse is true here. There are people who mechanically, because they've gotten like that. So unconsciously you walk into the Buddha and then you do puja. It's become a habit. Right? So now many of your habits are becoming very difficult to conquer.
Because your free will is the small circle. Habit is the medium circle. Paramatma is the biggest circle. Please understand this. Isn't it? Vasana has become so strong. But compared to Vasana, Atma is the biggest circle. But your addictions, your habits are the biggest circle. Compared to that, your free will is small.
Night you set the alarm, 4 o'clock. 3:45 you get up and switch it off. And go back to sleep again. Have you seen? Your free will loses itself when it fights with habits. Isn't it? So practicalize these verses on your day-to-day living. So what do you do?
In our Shastra what they say is,
with the knowledge, if you were not able to increase your free will and conquer, finally, I'm very carefully presenting this. Don't try this in the first. Finally, you tell yourself, I accept that I am weak. I am a small drop compared to the prakriti, the addiction, the habit. Admitting. First step in Alcoholic Anonymous is also acceptance. I am a small drop. I am having this problem. Admitting. I can conquer it whenever I want. I can give up cigarette whenever I want. I can give up alcohol whenever I want. That means you have that arrogance. You are not seeking the higher. What do you mean? First accept. Then go through the experience consciously. What do you mean? Oh Bhagavan, you can put it emotionally also. I'm not able to get over this. I am having this. Please help me get out of this. Consciously. Believe me, the habit slowly falls away. When a flower is taken and turned upward, it falls to the feet of the Bhagavan. That's how you do puja. You pluck the flowers from the garden, you keep it in front of Bhagavan, and you pick up the flower like this and turn it upward and then it is dropped. What do you mean? The idea is any habit staying behind you continue, it can't continue for you. That is why in this country, even thieves, not many people may do it in a habitual way, but genuinely the whole thing is before going to stealing, they pray to God and go. You cannot continue like that, right? Anything and everything in our religion is done with a fear. From womb to tomb. What do you mean? It's very interesting. Before you go through anything, it's a prayer. Why? As a drop, am going to. You being the bigger circle, bring me out.
That's the whole idea. Go through the Grihastha Ashrama with this understanding. So never forget this word. Daivi, Kesha, Gunamayi, Mamamaya, Duratyaya. The prapatti should be there. Prapatti is translated here as seeking. Prapatti means total surrendering. In this context, you must remember that word, that home.
What one and all go? Solitary. Where that hermit, whose olive sapling thrive, is there. How is that, my brother tells your olive is thriving, the other fellow is asking. He said, I entrusted it to him. Laid I on him no conditions. He who made it knew what is needed better than a man like him. The inner nature is expressed. Whatever the totality bestows on me as full, I prepare myself to accept it. That is called poverty. That is called surrender.
Then there is no condition.
And when there are no conditions,
inside and outside, whatever it might be, you are constantly happy.
So in 15, we are up to 15, isn't it? So in 15 he says, evil doers means what?
The people who are totally deluded, the people who are...
I want you to understand this.
Those who do not take the help of God and the things that they have, they can do everything themselves.
Mm.
That is what it is.
Mm.
Isn't it?
Okay. What is illusion?
Wisdom. I suppose this is the wisdom destroyed by illusions.
Please understand this. Evil doer means one who does actions for oneself only. And they don't care. They may go to the extent of not caring about what happens to the other. But they think they are doing good to themselves. But what they don't understand is they are intending evil to themselves. What you sow, you reap. Evil doers, they are deluded people. They are doing self-destructive actions. They are thinking that they are not getting destroyed, but they are actually destroying themselves. Because what they don't understand is, a kidney is part of the body. The kidney draws everything from the body and it starts swimming. It is thinking that it is benefiting, but actually it is destroying itself. It is like shooting your foot with your own gun. That's what it is. The lowest of men. They do not seek me. They have so much of evidence that I can handle. Hiranyakashipu. I am God. Trust me. I can do everything. Right? So they whose wisdom is destroyed by illusion. Now remember this. They whose wisdom is destroyed by illusion. Many of us, he already in this chapter itself, he said, I am the intelligent in the intelligent. Intelligence in the intelligent.
There I pointed out to you. What is this intelligence in the intelligent?
When we discussed that, I said, intelligence is not gathering information. Somebody who is well informed giving is intelligent. For that, to explain that, we gave the example of a room. When you say a room, that means what? There is enough room in the room. You mean? But if there are so many rooms, a huge house with 20 rooms, 30 rooms, 50 rooms, but in any room there is no room, then would you say it's room? There is room. It's called a room, like it's called a room in it. Similarly, in some people, there is so much of information.
थोड़ा भी गैप नहीं, यू कैन काउंट देम इंटेलिजेंट. बट दैट इंटेलिजेंट हैज बीन डाइजेस्टेड, एज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ विच देर इज ऑलवेज स्पेस लाइट. दैट इज इंटेलिजेंस.
You understand? So we are only filling ourselves with words, which is not food. When your intellect is perplexed by what is heard, you already said that in the second chapter. You go beyond the words. So that is intelligence. That is true intelligence. That is nature. Where there is always light, not caught up in illusions. So that wisdom is not destroyed by illusion. Wisdom cannot be destroyed by illusion. Because wisdom is superior to illusion. So when he says wisdom conquered by illusion means what? They really do not have wisdom, they have only words.
But in their actions they are constantly egoistic. They may be found in certain places, but where is their focus? On the world, not on the self.
We're going to talk about that in the next verse. One of the most half-quoted verses of the Gita, 7 verse 16. So he says, they follow the ways of demons, demonic people, selfish ways they follow. They destroy themselves.
They only acquire. They don't enjoy. They do not know what is real ananda.
Chaturvidha bhajante maha. Jana sukriti norjuna. Ato jignyasurattate. Jnani cha vartarishabha. Chaturvidha bhajante maha. Jana sukriti norjuna. Ato jignyasurattate. Jnani cha vartarishabha.
Lord Krishna, Hari said what he had to say in verse 15, the previous verse. Now he is saying there are four kinds of bhaktas.
Remember he is talking about prapatti. I told you prapatti means what? Drop dissolving itself in the ocean.
Second.
That is called prapatti.
Thy will be done, not my will be done. So he says, oh Arjuna, four kinds of virtuous people worship me. Chaturvidha bhajante maam. Four types of virtuous people worship me. Who are they? Artha, Artarthi, Jignyasu, Jnani.
Artha.
Distressed. One who is in distress, Artarthi, one who is seeking wealth, Artha, Jignyasu, curiosity, filled with curiosity, wanting to know, who wants to fill himself with more and more information, Jignyasu. Then fourth is Jnani.
The wise person,
O Bharata Rishabha,
O bull among the Bharata race. Here in this verse he is only saying, four kinds of people worship me. Artarthi, what does he worship?
Wealth.
In other words,
where will you find Artarthi? In mandir. Lekin uska man kidhar hai?
Wealth.
Ruby, Swami Chimayanandaji said, fellows are standing in the queue in Balaji temple, huge queue, you know. Even when you go to Mandir, you go with all your jewels and diamonds, and you are fat purse, to stand in the queue. And you know this is a, and especially if you have been to Balaji, you see crowd shouting, Govinda, 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 they are shouting, right? As they get closer and closer, shouting becomes louder and louder. When you shout Govinda, technically you take both your arms, your palms come together above your head. This is Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Sinanda is said, when they are saying that Govinda, Govinda, Govinda in the crowd, they are checking if their jewels are intact. So Govinda, 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 Govinda. So in other words, where is your mind? But where are you? Not in movie theater. Friday evening, new movie is releasing, but I am not in the movie theater. But where am I? Bhagavan Mandir. But where is my thought? Well, like an eagle soaring so high in the sky, but its vision, sight is still on the prey. So Artharthi. Have they really surrendered?
No.
Are they saying like that hermit in the olive tree?
No.
Are they saying I entrusted it to him? Laid I on him no conditions. He who made it knew what it needed better than a man like me. When you stand in the queue, when you go to Bhagwan, do you go to say thanks? Or do you go to say, please give me this, give me that? Artharthi. Seeker of wealth. Remember, standing in the queue in Bhagwan Mandir, lekin uska pura dhyan kiske upar hai? That is called Artharthi. Then Artha. Artha, where is this problem? Where is his attention?
Put
a problem over here. There is some distress in him, some trouble. I don't know what all his problems are. Right? He goes to Bhagwan. For what? Bhagwan, please remove this. Problem. That's all. He is not really come to see Bhagwan. Me. For him, Bhagwan becomes the means to remove the obstacle. Mental storage. He is not really going to Bhagwan to say thank you. That is Artha. From today, those days when he initially used to go to Kaveda, there was a gentleman who used to be one of the devotees. Always, you know, in spite of listening to so many lectures of Swamiji, they were Swamiji keeps on saying there is no such thing as blessing and all that. My blessing will come like that. You have to do your efforts. But he said, no, no, Swamiji, you don't know your power, you know your power, you know like that. So one day, when he had gone for his lectures in Calcutta, he invited him for lunch and then his daughter and everybody, she was not married at that. So he said, Swamiji, we need your blessing. We are trying to look for a good boy, for a match for my daughter. And he said, my blessing is not always there, but do something practical, yeah? Like that Swamiji said, and left. And after some time, he called Swamiji in Bombay. The Swamiji was in Mumbai, he called him. And said, Swamiji, with your blessings, he found a boy of my daughter. So very good and happy and all that. So he must definitely come for the marriage. But this particular time that he said, no, I'm not in India, I'm somewhere else for the lectures. But wherever I am, I always, you know, your daughter, your whole family is in my thoughts, I'm not coming. Swamiji, between you and me, gem of a boy. Everything is excellent. Well educated, gem of a boy. And between you and me, he is 10 times richer than me. And it is, he is rich.
Yeah.
Swami said, he is 10 times richer than me. Gem of a boy, character is good, everything is good, fine. Family is good, everything fine. This is very good. Then, after 3 months the marriage was over, the next year Swami said, when he went for his lecture, the man was not very happy and he invited Swamiji again for a lunch in his house. When he went there, his daughter was there. And not everybody was happy and it was a very negative scenario there. So he asked, what happened?
Why is this daughter here? Yeah? Anything okay? Problem, Swamiji. He said, gem of a boy, good character, what is the problem?
Why is very good, Swamiji? Boy is very good, excellent boy, good character, everything no problem. But the problem is the mother-in-law. What is the problem? If she will sit on the sofa, she will say, this is not something your father said.
This is not?
Something your father said. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
She is a mother-in-law sofa. Everything is great so much. So, I need your blessing to sort out this issue now. So, forget about blessing and all that. The family in which she is married is also known to me. If you think I can, you know, talk to them, touch up, so that's something we could do, yeah? It's like my family. So, let's get practical as in blessing thing. No, no, Swamiji, you should not go and talk to them. That lady is arrogant. She will insult you. You should not go. I will not allow. Arey Baba, doesn't matter to me if she insults me, let me go there. No, you will not go. I will not allow my guru to go there. I just need your blessing. My God, man, for heaven's sake, forget about this blessing thing. You understand? No, I will not allow you. She will insult you again. God, I don't know what to do with this guy, you know, so forget it, man. Then, said, just your blessing is enough. What do you mean by that? That lady is already hypertensive, too much blood pressure, blood sugar, just one small and 70-year-old, she is just one blessing of yours enough. He said, listen, I don't breath like this, you know, and if you want me to talk, I'll talk, but logically, forget all this nonsense. And he said, I left Calcutta after my lecture, I left. After 2-3 months, he called and said, Swami, your blessing came through. There are nothing to do with it.
This is a true story.
Whether it is true or not, it's true. All he's trying to convey. Guru is sitting there. All your thing is, he's one of Subhari Baba. Blessing you want. For what? Getting rid of your troubles. You understand? It's amazing. Tomorrow if Bhagwan were to come right in front of you and ask you, maximum you will ask, you're so shocked, you don't want to.
And maximum you will ask is, please, this problem, chota mata problem.
Bhagwan can give you infinity.
Are you with me?
And you are asking for pretty things.
You've gone to the Prime Minister. Prime Minister is saying, tell me what I can do. Whatever. And what you're asking is,
just a PJ wall. PJ wall.
It's like Vivekananda, he went inside to ask but he couldn't ask. He went inside but he couldn't ask.
You understand? This is what he's talking about here. I will ask the what is this artha? That is why I'm giving you the story that Swamiji gives. Just there to fourth wealth are removed after this. That's all. Nothing else. Artha. That is called Artha. One who is looking for that mental solace. More than that, he is not looking. He can't think beyond that. That person is called as Artha. Then Jignyasu. Who is Jignyasu?
Seeker. Curious. Wants a lot of
knowledge. Curious to fill himself with information. He will want to listen to Bhagavad Gita lectures from 25 people. Same words. He wants to know how Lakshmi Narayan is interpreting, how somebody from Jinnya Mission is interpreting, how somebody from Dhananda people interpret. Finally, what are you doing? Nothing to do with Bhagavad Gita. My will be done, not I will be done. Are you with me? He is such a jignasu, he gets lost in grammar. That is how Bhadavarindam was born. Adi Shankara saw an old man when he was walking in Benares with his disciples. He saw an old man, almost going to die, that sort of an old man. He didn't try to memorize grammar rules. Then the Bhadavarindam began to his disciples. When the appointed time comes, these secular things will not help you. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja. Sampraptya sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshate dukhrekar. What are you collecting? You have gone to the ocean and you are collecting pebbles. When you can give yourself to the ocean, go deep and try to get the pearl out. You understand? If you consciously go inside the ocean, you will come out with purpose. But stopping at the shore and collecting pebble, stones, all these kind of petty things. People are just collecting words in the name of Shastra. You are not allowing yourself to give yourself into it. So for all these three people, God is means. God is not the end. One is going for wealth. One is going for solace. Other is going for intellectual curiosity.
Or superiority.
This will kick. He just gets a kick. Nobody is going to God. For them, God is not able. Some means through God they want to. So in other words, they are trying to retain themselves. My will be done. And my will be done thinking that they can hoodwink God. In the story of Bhakta Dhruva, when Dhruva goes and does tapas, he's closed his eyes and he's doing tapas. At the time, apparently God, Mahavishnu, came in front of him and said, "My dear Dhruva, I have come in front of you, please open your eyes." He said, "My mother told me you are with me. Come inside me, I am not opening my eyes." That is Dhruva. You understand? We will want the petty things. He doesn't want anything. He didn't even want the darshan of God. He said, "You come with me." That is Dhruva. So he says here, the fourth category, whom he calls as Jnani. Why is he considered as wise? He did not try to retain himself. See, one of the things we have in our parampara is, when the guru is there, we don't speak.
Why we don't speak? Guru is the larger circle and the small circle. Are you seeing? The Guru is speaking, I keep quiet. I don't speak. That should be the bar. Where the small circle is totally dissolved itself in the big circle. Not because you are deafened up that you don't speak. Ego is inside there that you want to speak, but you are so scared when you speak you get exposed. Your limitation gets exposed. That doesn't mean you are in Mariyada, you are keeping quiet. Whereas here the Jnani functions in life simply as thy will be done, with no my will be done. That is Jnani. All other fellows, they are standing close to Bhagavan. But in their mind, they are not having bhajan. In the mind, whose ka bhajan hai? World ka Bhagavan hai. Aapka insecurity abhi bhi bacha hua hai. Isn't it? So for their insecurity ke liye, they have gone for some security. It is a security deposit. It is not really like Jnani. This is four types of virtuous category. People worship me. It's very interesting. But he calls them also as virtuous. It's not just turning towards Bhagwan. Turning towards Bhagwan can be called as virtuous. But when you turn towards Bhagwan, if ahankar is there, what you call is pavitra ahankar. Pavitra hai, lekin ahankar hai. May they are. Giving is good, but may they are who hai. So, वो पवित्र अहंकार हो जाएगा. Real me. Sudama went to Krishna. His wife said, he is your friend, he is the king, you go to him now. And he loves this beaten rice. Beaten rice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take some beaten rice for him. He took, as a poor guy, just took 3 handful of beaten rice. He went to meet Krishna. His wife said, no, ask this, he never asked anything. Not because he was having ego. He just cannot ask. Because he is a Jnani. He knows. He who made knew what is needed better than a man like me. There is nothing to be asked for. If at all, there is only moment to be thankful for. You understand? Anything and everything materialistic should remind you of Bhagavan. You are so much focused on all that has been given to you. There is no time for you to focus on what is not there. It's almost, if you focus on what you have, there is no time to think about what you do not have. If you focus on what you do not have, you will never see what you have. If you see the stone, you don't see Bhagavan. If you see Bhagavan, you don't see the stone. That's what it is. So he is full of gratitude, that Jnani. He sees Bhagavan in everything. If, you know, as a sannyasi, when he goes to Bhiksha, if the Bhiksha is given, he eats. And he is not supposed to ask for a second time. If the bhiksha is not given, he says, Bhagavan today wants me to go through fasting. That is also Bhagavan ka ichha. That is also prasad of Bhagavan. And he so cheerfully goes through fasting. That is the attitude of a jnani.
There is given himself to the Guru. There is no, you know, allowing yourself to be in the hands of totality. That is what is talking about. Four kinds of satyas. Now when we study this, like I have already said, scripture is only a darpan.
Isn't it? When you look at the darpan, and if in the image there is some dirt on the face, what do? You go and clean the mirror? You understand that it is only reflecting the dirt which is on your face. So you take a cloth and wipe your face.
So when you read this verse, you must ask yourself, where am I?
So it is not that he is criticizing. What he is trying to say is, if you are anywhere in Attarthi, Artha, Jignyasu, you have come so close. Abhi ek aur jump karo. Uska thoda mehnat karo. Just that close. It's not easy.
Isn't it? In the Mahabharata, in the end, all these Pandavas are climbing the Himalayas. And Yudhishthira goes ahead, everybody comes behind. He doesn't stop. He says, come, come, come. He doesn't get down. He says, you come up to me, you come up to me. He encourages them to come, but slowly everybody falls. So like that, Krishna is telling Arjuna, you have come so close, people don't want to give. You are giving.
Yes.
So that way you are a virtuous fellow.
But having come so close, Pavitra Ahankar ko bhi chod do.
Moksha Ishyami Vasucha. So what is trying to do? This far you can't come. But having come here,
That final thing, he only encourages you for that. Not because he wants following. He's so deprived that he wants to increase his following.
Like only a party is trying to increase their membership.
Our club trying to increase the membership. It's not trying that. You understand? He's not saying that. He's saying when you give the ego, you have given yourself, you've hit the nail on its head, you've touched the potential, infinite potential. Now the infinite potential gets access to move freely through you.
That is the idea. There is an obstacle, that last bit of obstacle. Last bit of obstacle, if you give it away, then you have reached the infinite within. So all that the Guru is really interested in is to remove that last bit of obstacle.
So that obstacle also a fellow is strong. That is Jnani. He is a wise fellow. See, when you are sitting in a bullock cart is only carrying you and your luggage, no? What do you mean? The virtuous fellows, the so-called virtuous fellows can be compared to a fellow who is sitting in the bullock cart but saying, I don't want to burden the bullock cart, bullock soma, therefore I am keeping the luggage on my head. As if the bullock is carrying me, I don't want to burden the bullock anymore, so I am keeping the luggage on my head. Stupid. Whether you keep it on your head or you keep it on the bullock cart, that means the bullock that is going to carry it. That's what your wife.
Why is it like me? You don't do that.
See, sir.
Where is it for the swami?
So the whole thing is, this is what he's saying. He's a wise man.
When he is taking care of the whole universe, will he not take care of my burden also? Let me deposit my burden in him.
Then it becomes his responsibility. When I keep it on my head, Krishna says, okay, chalo yaar, aapko karna to karke de. कर चले जाओ, नो प्रॉब्लम. बट व्हेन यू लीव इट टू हिम, नाउ इट इज हिज. बट व्हेन यू लीव इट टोटली,
यू गो टू अ गुरु,
दिस काइंड ऑफ सरेंडर शुड बी देयर. Are you the one who is going and doing this? Why do you want to have the things that I am doing?
Do you mean that then the action becomes effort? So it's not what you do, how you do it. It's not where you are, but what you are. That matters. You can be Bhagwan Mandir, but your focus is on material things. When you become an artist,
it's not where you are, but
what you are, what your thoughts are, what you are, what your attitude is. You may be in Mandir, but your focus is on increasing your wealth, removing your sorrow. Dukkha Nivritti, Sukha Prapti. Nothing else you think of. He is saying like Jnani, you will leave it totally to me. But that requires courage.
And when we say courage, that courage comes with knowledge. When I understand, when I see this whole thing, that courage comes. Then you will not be bothered about what I will get. You will only think Kalyana Krit, let me keep on doing.
Nahi Kalyana Krit Kachit Durgadim Tata Gachati. Don't forget that. Chapter 6 verse 40. He spent one full day on that. That day Guru put him also here. Same day we are talking about that. Nahi Kalyana Krit Kachit Durgadim Tata Gachati. कल्याण मीन्स वॉट? जो भगवान का इच्छा है. आई हैव बीन गिवन दिस नेचर, भगवान का इच्छा. वयमय क्षत्रिय वो वैश्वरायी क्षत्रिय बिजनेस मैन, वही बिजनेस मैन वैश्वरायी नॉट बी क्षत्रिय. अरे बिजनेस मैन बिजनेस. Everybody has a role to play. That is what is a jnani.
And so therefore a jnani doesn't mean he has to be in upper robe, wearing mala, chanting Bhagavad Gita. If Bhagavad Gita, Uttar Gita was not given by Krishna, you wouldn't know that Krishna knew all these things.
He was not completely egotistless. You understand? To make the world know that he is into this kind of things. He was a Kshatriya, he was in fact playing with gopis, he was going about his life, expressing his nature, being totally authentic. But deep inside, you think, thought was there. See, suppose you are sleeping in a room, above you, from the ceiling, if there is a sword, sharp sword, or a sharp spear, tied with a thin string, will you be able to sleep? Everything is fine, air condition is fine, it's like meal you had, bed is the one of the best orthopedic bed, everything is there. You understand? You close your eyes and you are not able to sleep. Why? That spear is there. So when the thin thread will snap, I don't know,
then it will straight come and
kill me, plunge into my stomach. So I am not able to sleep. This is the problem. Oh, Pratimashram, सुनिश्चित कहां से आएगा? वो आश्रम जो है ना आश्रम विद सो मच ऑफ श्रम यू आर रनिंग इन आश्रम एंड यू आर डूइंग इट दैट काइंड ऑफ थिंग नॉट यू आर नॉट रनिंग डिग्री समथिंग नेगेटिव maybe ashram you are happening how will it where will the donation come
that means what you are sleeping but that fear is there ahankar is there I am there jab tak wo ahankar hai rasta bahut mushkil ho jayega
dhruva for tremendous effort
do you think thin thread is holding the ahankar which is killing you just cutting you finishing you it's a problem you may think it's only fine but it's so fine that it can cut your lungs some of the dust that goes into your system the fine dust the granite dust and all that when there is what going on in your house marble and granite that fine dust that goes into your nose through your nose it goes to your lungs and it won't settle there what it does is for a period of time it's cutting your lungs it's cutting your body parts like that pavitra ahankar you understand cutting it you don't understand there's four types of virtuous people so you have yourself where do I stand maybe I'm in Atharthi category or in Artha or in Jinyasu that doesn't mean he's condemning us he's trying to tell ek aur step itna dur to aa gaya na just ek aur step
you see a well settled batsman when a new batsman comes right and if the batsman is going and say this is how the pitch is behaving this is how the ball is going and all that if it is somebody who doesn't know how to bat the tail end he will say baba jo karna karo you understand I mean there is no point in thinking anything but if somebody plays well then you come that far that little bit patience you get there, get there. That's what he's actually saying. Why is he telling this to Arjuna? Why is he telling this to Arjuna? About four types of virtuous people. He told the person, no, I will not fight. What do you mean you will not fight? If you will not fight, somebody will invite him into war and go up. If war should not happen, even if you think I will fight, war will not happen. Do you know that totality is planned? Are you with me? So always have that humility. There are four types of virtuous people watching. So, you can give many things but Bhagwan is only interested in one what is that what is that
authenticity
giving up of the ego
surrender
all of them giving up he is not interested you are doing all that for your mental solace happiness you are doing charity who wants charity for your happiness but in the end of the day what Bhagavan wants you are not ready to give unless you are ready to give that you will not get it it's like you go to a supermarket you are ready to give everything except money Will you give me the product? Say, Baba, give me the money. I don't want anything else.
just the money I need. Once you, this is called, this is what he calls the wisdom, white fellow. A white fellow understands this, that somebody is taking care of the entire universe, whatever that is. When I was in my mother's womb, I was taken care of. Who took care of me? It's amazing. So that's where, when I function, I'm called as Jnani. I'm not called as Jnani because I'm able to speak the words from the scripture. If I am dumb, born deaf and dumb, if I still function in the spirit, I'm still a Jnani, even though I can't speak. Even though I can speak, but if I don't have this spirit, I'm not getting it. So in other words, all that he's trying to say is, from the time you are born till the time you die, check all that you have collected. Pujlo, in these things that I have collected, which is going to come with me forever. Swamiji says, check with your husband or wife. Darling, will you be ready to come with me when I die? He actually will say, I will think about it. Right? But there is a, I will not live without you and all that. In other words, he is telling us to check now. It's now or never. Check what have you collected for yourself. Everything that you have collected. From the materialistic thing till the information that you have collected. All your degrees, all your certificates, all your relationships, everything that, including your gurus, listen, everything that you have collected, check. In this, did I collect Paramatma also? I am only collecting the pebbles which are not going to come. I am only collecting all invalid things. You go on the Bhagavan's side, everything will come. He that loseth his self for my sake shall find it, says Jesus Christ. He that loseth his self for my sake, means the totality sake, shall find it. You try to save your skin unwisely, foolishly. A wise person understands this whole thing works. A smart guy. So he says, that guy is a Jnani. All other fellows are only collecting passing, fleeting, temporary, and nothing else. So today, in this, through these verses, he is trying to tell us one thing. Where you are is not important. What you are, what your thoughts are. If it is still in the world, you may be in the class, you are not going to miss it. And the Krishna knows you can't fool him. Thinking that you are fooling him, you are fooling.
Om Shanti.
कायेन वाचा कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रिये वा मनसेन्द्रिये वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्य करोमि यद्य सकलं परस्मै सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.
Спасибо.